Hello, this is Pastor Gary from First Baptist Church of La Plata. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. So goes the poem which for generations has helped countless schoolchildren remember this important event. Sadly, the woke folk despise Christopher Columbus and his historical world-changing accomplishment. In fact, just yesterday, the Pro-Abortion Women's March issued an apology for sending an email requesting donations from their supporters. Why did they apologize? Because their average individual donations this week were $14.92, so they asked others to donate the same $14.92. What's the problem with $14.92? The number's 1492. Their apology reads as follows, quote, "It was an oversight on our part to not make the connection to a year of colonization, conquest, and genocide for indigenous people, especially before Thanksgiving." They apparently do not realize that the year 1492 and $14.92 are in no way related or connected to each other. They should also realize that Columbus had no direct connection to the Pilgrims, who instituted the first Thanksgiving 128 years after his famous voyage. The irony of the situation is that the march blames Columbus for genocide, yet they wholeheartedly support infanticide. Columbus is supposedly responsible for the death of 3 million people. Legalized abortion in just the United States alone is responsible for the death of 62 million people and counting. Every human life is precious to God, regardless of age, gender, or ethnicity. That is why I often repeat that human life must be protected at all stages and at all costs. Remember, due to the Thanksgiving holiday, there will be no Wednesday activities at church.